Oh, is it Friday already? You know what Friday means. Friday means bonus pod.
When you are a fat man and you try and do a fitness podcast, but you injure your old fat self and can no longer do the physical crap needed, you go back to your one true and authentic self. A giant asshole that has a quick fuse and rants about everything.
Yeah.
You start being fat, angry, stretch.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen. Hurtful. Welcome to the Stretch Show podcast.
Oh, welcome to it. I had the fan on during the intro, so I may have been like... But weird. I'm living in an apartment, and it's an older building, so I'm pretty sure that is why it is... Always hot in this MF-er. We were talking about last night, my wife and I, we went to the Palisades. Shout out to my peoples. And my wife was very sad when we left. We went there at night, and we've only done that a couple of times since the fire. Went there at night to check on something that the construction crew was working on. And it's fun to see it and see a... something changed and just see progress. It's uplifting typically, but we got over there and then we left and my wife was just all super bummed out. And it is, we're like, damn it, we're heading into the holidays. Face it, Halloween, it's like Halloween is over, November 1st is Christmas, it, voila, here we are. And we're looking at a year. It's been a year just about since the fire. And the fact that we're just getting rebuilding and we're the first of about four or five houses on my block. I'm still hacking up. I'm not sick, but I'm still hacking. And it's sad. Now, here's another thing that will piss you off. Well, piss me off. Should piss you off, too. But my wife does Zoom calls with the... Every Palisades is very clicky. There's... an area, there's Huntington Palisades, there's the Highlands, we live in an area called the Loop, there's Marquez Knolls, like all these little areas, and then there's Riviera Palisades, there's all these different areas of the Palisades, and everybody's super clicky, and I don't do it because you guys know I'm an a-hole and I don't really like people or like talking to people for the most part. They had like a Zoom group and my wife gets on there and it's cool in the sense of people will be like, hey, I got this, or I'm using these security cameras at my property, or I'm doing this and this and this. Well, they have found out there's one lady that's really in charge of it. She's great at like, she's like the community watch lady. She really is. And there were four houses on my street. And I'm talking, that's easily 60, 75 houses just on my street, long, long dead end street. There's four houses on that street that didn't burn. All four of those houses have been robbed since the fires now, and recently robbed. In fact, one guy went there to check on his house that didn't burn, and he went back and, you know, just, and when he got there, there was a different lock on the gate and there was an Armenian flag stuck in the front yard and someone had been living there. He hadn't been in a while, but that's the other thing. All these houses that didn't burn, most of them, God, I'm cacking. Most of them have to be torn down or torn down to the studs because they say it's lead poisoning. It's a nightmare. And the fact that these houses are getting robbed should just piss everyone off. And then why are they getting robbed? Well, the LAPD pulled the F out. As soon as the ICE protest bullshit started happening in downtown LA, that was the end of LAPD being in Palisades. They're like, we don't have the manpower anymore. We're done. And people know that. And for us being there at dark, granted, I was strapped. I had my gun on me because I would have shot a fool. If I'd have walked onto my property and there would have been anyone there, they would have gotten shot. And that's just the way it is. And that's the way it's going to be for me. I'm going to react with extreme violence on anyone who's, because we've been so victimized by this whole situation. Some MF-er is going to come and steal at my house now. And granted, I don't have a house. I have stuff. There's a lot of work stuff there. And we told the contractor, we're like, hey. And he goes, oh, no, stuff's been getting stolen all along. So It is disgusting. The city of Los Angeles is doing nothing. Once again, I know you guys are like, it's not Karen Bass's fault or Gavin Newsom's. Yes, it is. Fuck those people. Those people are pieces of shit. Gavin Newsom has done nothing since the day this fire happened but be excited about being able to build high-rise apartments and trying to steal land from people so that he can put low-income units there and earn some type of freaking virtue signal is what he wants to do. Look, I put low-income housing in the richest neighborhood in Los Angeles. I'm great. And I've told you guys, low-income housing is a effing scam. It's basically what they're doing. And I know most people don't want to hear this if they're Newsom fans. They're big donors who are millionaire billionaires. I know that people hate them, but there's a lot more on the left than there are on the right. And they get to buy a property with all these burned out lots, and people can't afford, shameful, people cannot afford to live there. And I told you guys a story. My boss is also a real estate developer, and one day he told me, see, these people came in to visit him and they left. And then later that day, we were talking. He goes, did you see those people that came in this morning? I was like, yeah, they were in and out. He goes, those are like, they work for me, and they basically get real estate for him. And he buys real estate, sells real estate, and stuff like that. He goes, they came in here all happy and said that there was so much money to be made in the Palisades, and they wanted me to buy like 5 lots in the Palisades. And I told them, I'm not going to capitalize on people's misery. And that's why I love my boss. My boss is a good man. He's a good man. And if you're rich and you have no problem capitalizing on people's misery, it's a shameful act on your part. But a lot of people can't rebuild. A lot of people didn't have insurance. A lot of people were underinsured, including us. And a lot of people are losing their home. And they're getting some insurance money or a little this, and they can go move on and start somewhere else. But they've lost where they lived, and they didn't deserve that. No one deserved that. I don't care what your political beliefs are. You don't deserve to lose your home because it burned down because of neglect of the state in this city. And now the lawsuit is going lovely. I really don't like DWP, and I have to deal with them. I told you guys my work, where I work, it's like we're like a city block, our entire property. And because of that, there's a lot of things that the DWP needs access to, sewer lines, power lines, things like that are on the property. And they're always coming. And some of them are really cool, but a lot of them are dicks, and they're entitled dicks. And they'll come, and they have to have a key because, like, let's say a sewer line ruptured or something, they'd have to come on the property on a Saturday night or whatever when no one's there, and they would have to do an emergency work. So they have a key to open the gates. Well, some of them just pull up during business hours, pull the key out, open the, like, and you see a truck pull up, a white truck. You don't know what it is. It's customer coming to pick stuff up. Like, what is it? And also they get out, and then the gate starts opening. And I'm like, whoa, 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 the prison gates are opening. What is happening? So that is those guys. And so I deal with those. Some of them are real dicks. I had a really nice, really cool kid come in today from DWP, and he was very respectful, and I helped him out, and he got in, got out, did his thing, and that was great. But there's one guy that's a dick, and he was being a dick, and I said to him, you know I'm going to be your boss soon. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I go, I'm suing the F out of the DWP. You fuckers burned my house down, so I kind of hate you, so please excuse me if I'm a dick to you. And I was a dick to him, because it's true. I won't be his boss, but I will have a big chunk of money from the Department of Water and Power at some point. Fuck them. I don't care what it is. 50 grand, 6, whatever it is, it is what it is. I'm getting that shit. F those assholes. And they are really, I mean, it's a trifecta between DWP, Newsom, and Karen Bass. When I drink my tea, I don't get the coughs, but then I get the peas later on in the middle of the night because I'm an old man. Speaking of old man, and this goes back to the last podcast. Remember the last podcast when I said I had gay fatigue and I have no reason for to watch television shows where gay people make out, because I don't want to see straight people make out, let alone gay people. So I told that, and that was an honest telling of my feelings on that situation. I can also tell you this. Tonight, my wife and my daughter went out to dinner with a friend of ours. And so I was like, oh, cool. I'm going to go to Costco. That's where I buy my dog food and stuff like that. So I went and spent way too much money there. I went for dog food and I spent $300. But can you get out of Costco not spending $300? So I go in. I'm like, I'm getting this. And then on the way out, I'm like, cool. I don't have to make dinner tonight. The girls are out to dinner. I'm going to just go to Carl's Jr., which is awesome because they nothing better than a Western bacon cheeseburger. Okay, when I pull up, the kid that takes my order, I hear this. This is what happens. I pull up and then, they, you know, they all have that recording now. Like, will you be using the app today or whatever? There's that voice. And I'm like, no, thanks. And then all of a sudden I hear this. Okay, can you just hold on a second? And I'm like, okay. And it's this gay kid. He was so gay, he was coming through the speaker. I was like, oh yeah, this kid's gay as hell. And I don't care about that. And then I get there, and this is like the best service I have ever gotten. This kid is over the top. And he is like, oh my God, do you need ketchup? Do you want ketchup? And I'm like, no, I'm fine. And he comes back, how about sauces? Do you want dipping sauces? I got this and this. And then he's just like, oh, and I'm in the drive-thru. And I'm like, no, seriously, I'm good. Thank you, though. And da, da, da. And he's funny, and I'm laughing. And then at the end, he comes back again, and he hands me, and he goes, I put a coupon in your bag. And I go, oh, it's for free. He gave me a free Western bacon cheeseburger. And I swear. And I'm like, oh, thanks. Oh, that's cool. And I drive out. And then I'm sitting in the parking lot. And I text my wife. And I go, there's a gay kid that just flirted with me at the drive-thru at Carl's Jr. And I think I'm going to totally hook up with him because he gave me a free Western bacon cheeseburger. She's like, you should go for it. Oh, God. It was funny. But service was amazing. I was either, this kid is either flirting with me or he is the greatest freaking worker I have ever seen at a fast food restaurant. I mean, he was on point. But then he's giving away free food, so I don't know how they... You know, it's weird. I never want to tell when I have a story like that if someone at a store gives me something. I never want to tell what store because I would hate for someone to do something kind and then end up getting in trouble because of it. And that happens. You're like, hey, you can't give stuff away. We're taking that out or we're going to fire you. So I never tell, other than it was Carl's Jr., I never tell where the location was. But... Oh, that was a good time. Then I had a surprise. I also thought my plan was, okay, I'll go to Costco. I'll get my stuff. I'll stop somewhere along the way back and get something to eat. And then traffic will be light and I can cruise home. Because I get sick of 1 hour drives home when I have those. It was like an hour 10 drive home, even after waiting an hour and a half before hitting the road. I was so pissed. That is some BS, Geraldo. What that is. God, I have a couple stories. One here, let's talk about this first. Kim Kardashian, you know, I love her now that she has the hairy vag thongs that she sells for $32, the Spanx thongs. But now on a latest episode of The Kardashians, they said that Kim had an MRI recently and they said she had a little aneurysm. And if now she's on camera with her gigantic, ridiculous duck lips. She looks like a fool. Her face is tweaked. And her mom looks like a damn zombie. Her mom is scary. But Kim is starting to look bad. And she's standing there and she's like, how the fuck did this happen, doctor? I see those lips and I just imagine that's what she sounds like. Like, you can't talk. Because remember the kid in Fat Albert? Remember that guy? His lips were so big, like he couldn't talk. That's Kim Kardashian. That's these women with those overinflated fake lips. They had that one kid who couldn't talk off Fat Albert. That's Kim Kardashian. That's how these women sound to me. But anyway, they said it was from stress. So I don't know. The stress of making hairy thongs, the stress of being married to Kanye West for a long time, the stress of having 5 kids and being divorced. I don't know what it is, but apparently stress can cause an aneurysm. So you got to watch the stress. Another story, there's a dude, and I could tell you his name and you would be like, who? But he is, they call him the biohacker. He's some really rich guy. I don't know if he's a billionaire or a multimillionaire. And he's dedicated his life to anti-aging. He literally has his blood work done every single day. He does all this weird crap. And now he has come up with a hack on how he got 85% of microplastics from his semen. Yes, apparently your semen are loaded with all the microplastics, because you think about it, everything you eat with a plastic fork or a plastic straw or in a plastic bottle, a water bottle, all that has little pieces of plastic in it, and it gets in your body. And this dude has got it down to almost nothing. Like, it's crazy the amount that they say he had. He used to have 165 particles per milliliter in his semen of plastic, and now it's down to 20 particles from 165 per milliliter of semen. And he says it is from the steam room every single day. He's not only does cold plunges, he does a steam room where they get it to 200 degrees and he sits in there for 20 minutes. But because he is all about preserving his body and anti-aging, as he sits in there, he keeps an ice pack on his balls. Did you put an ice pack on your balls for 20 minutes? I personally can say, no, I can't. No, I can't. And no, I wouldn't. But that's how he keeps the swimmers happy. And I don't get it. This guy was older. He looks incredibly young. He looks like he's had a ton of plastic surgery, but he swears it's all from his biohacking. And the swimmers need to be protected. So he keeps them covered in an ice pack as he sits in a 200 degree sauna and sweats out all of the plastic part. And he says it's all throughout his entire body. He flushes the microtoxin plastics out of his body. They say it's unclear if there's been any research on sauna use with ice applied to the genitals, or did he just invent this? We don't know, but it is his thing. He's into reducing his microplastic intake. He says, like, microwaving food in plastic containers, did that today, do that almost every day. And using a plastic cutting board, he says, instead, while relying on reverse osmosis water system to filter his water, microplastics, and he drinks, of course, out of glass instead of out of plastic, and blah, blah, blah. Apparently, plastics are bad for you, and we're all eventually just going to be plastic, but not as soon as the Kardashians. They're going to be they are filled with plastic more than most people. Ah, boy. Here's what can signal if a man has a big junk. And when I say junk, I'm talking penis. That's what I'm talking about. You know this show's filth. Show's gone to the garbage since I stopped talking about working out. It really has. They say the latest viral craze on social media claims you can tell a guy's endowment by his smile. And social media can't stop gossiping. So apparently, depending on your smile, tells if you have a huge penis. I have a huge smile and not a huge penis. So I think this is wrong. Wow, hold on a second. Did you hear that? I got a commercial playing as I was looking at that story. Bastards dropping a commercial up on me like that. That's some BS, Geraldo. What else do I have? It is Friday. I will remember my stuff this week. The weeks are going so fast. They really are. Next Friday is Halloween already. Halloween. Very excited about that. I have that on a week from today. Except for here's what's weird. And I don't know what I'm going to do. My parents are the old people on the block that turn off all the lights, lock the doors, and act like they're not home so they don't get... Because their neighborhood literally will get like 5,000 trick-or-treaters. And I get it, and they're old, and they don't want to be getting up. And then ICE is going to go bat shit crazy. Now, I typically just go over there, have dinner, walk ICE, go to bed. It's a mellow night for me on a Friday. I can't walk ICE with a bunch of kids out in costumes because ICE is a bit of a dick. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm like, I don't want to bail on ICE. But then again, I don't want to have my parents having to deal with him because he's going to be an a-hole. I guess I'm just going to go to Downey on Halloween and just chill and not do anything. Not like I have little kids that I got to go trick-or-treating with. I wouldn't anticipate any children over here in the apartment coming trick-or-treating, but you never know. Sounds like a fun time. Oh, and I have a confession. While I was at Costco, I bought a bag of pretzel, you know, the pretzels covered in, like, candy. They're just not healthy at all. But they're thin pretzels, and then these were dipped in white cream and peppermint, which, by the way, is, yes, a Christmas candy. I'm done. I'm past the pumpkin spice latte now. I'm Christmas. It's Christmas. I'm going in early. I'm expecting Coast 103 to change to Christmas music any day now. It's been November 1st. They've been doing it right after Halloween. We'll see if that happens this year. That's insane. My Lord, that's insane. God, I'm so sorry. My chest hurts so bad. I feel like I'm having a heart attack because I seriously think I've pulled a muscle coughing. It sucks being old. Getting old. Speaking of old, my brother is turning 60 next week. Holy balls, he's old as hell. He's going to Vegas to get his party on for his 60th birthday. Him and his wife. That's nuts. That is nuts, nuts, nuts. Makes me old. My brother's that old. I'm like old. I have a dead brother and a 60-year-old brother. I am old as hell. This is ancient geezer time. I'm the baby. I'm the youngster. My poor mom. My mom's got to feel super old if I'm the youngster. Oh, man. Yeah, it's fun. My daughter has come back home. My daughter's been out house-sitting. And remember, she works from home, so she's been house-sitting and doing her new job from where she was at. And now she is home working from home, and tomorrow is going to be so interesting because my wife works from home on Fridays, and my wife is, well, a bit of an a-hole. She's loud. She'll sit in the middle of the living room and talk on the phone and then scream at you if you want, "I'm working, get out of here." So you're supposed to just be captive in your room. And I'm not just saying, I'm just saying the witches of Westwood are going to be at each other's throats on Fridays, and it is going to be fun. My daughter is working from home. And what does that mean for me? I mean, I love having my daughter around because my daughter's much more sane than my wife is, but I lost my parking spot. I'm losing my parking spot. Oh, and I always have crap to do. My daughter's always like, "Dan, will you help me put curtains here?" And I'm like, "Hey, nah, sure. Whatever you say. Sure, I'll help you." And then I end up helping her. Oh, boy. Ugh, so hot. Well, I'm going to jump off of here, and I'm going to go do the other podcast, which is God Wants to Talk to You. If you're interested in that, we're talking about mostly the Holy Ghost. That's what this podcast will be about for the Friday episode. So, oh, and tonight at 5, I'll have my Best Of show with a little bit I host on Big49.com. You can always just Google Big 49 Radio or Big 49, and you will find it. It is a kick-ass rock and roll radio station. I will get up out of here, and I will see you guys again on Monday with another episode of The Stretch Show Podcast, a.k.a. Fat to Fit or Else, if I don't croak in the meantime.